But right now, we are going to the phone lines because our friends from Keep Watch are joining us, and Wendy Yeager back with us this morning. How are you, Wendy?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tommy and Jeff, how are you guys doing?
Good. We're good. We're good. You know, of course, schools are closed right now, but you can't go into each home and do a prayer walk right now, but you still are praying for students in schools.
We are. You know, you were talking about that this is a time of lots of changes. Well, the mission of Keep Watch is to see every school covered in prayer so that the power and presence of God are experienced in our school communities. And we know that even though the kids are not in the schools right now, they still need to experience God's power and His presence. And so we have some of our volunteers are driving into the parking lots and praying from there for the schools. Some of them are praying on phone calls from home. So there are a lot of different adaptations that are happening, but right now is the time that we are hearing from superintendents and principals and teachers. We need prayer now more than ever. So we are stepping up our game during this time.
So still doing your prayer focuses and everything each week. And what is your prayer focus for this week?
This week, our prayer focus is we are praising God who is our healer. And we realize that right now, especially during this time, physical healing is needed as well as spiritual healing. So I would love to pray through the weekly prayer focus.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, God, we praise you. You are our healer. Your word says, I am the Lord who heals you. And Lord, we lift up our hearts in praise to you, our healer. What great love you have for us in giving yourself over to death so that we could be healed physically and spiritually. And Lord, we pray for healing from disease. Psalm 103 says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. May the hearts of those in every school community recognize that Jesus is the one who brings healing. We pray that each person would trust the Lord to restore physical bodies, but may they also receive the good news of the kingdom, which is restored relationship with God. And then finally, we pray for healed hearts. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. We call upon you, God, to be close to those who are anxious, brokenhearted, or crushed in spirit during this time of crisis. We know that many students are dealing with negative emotions surrounding the circumstances of their new learning environment, whether that's isolation from their peers, disappointment about lack of year-end activities, or struggles at home. May they turn to you for hope and healing. God, we praise you. We thank you in advance for the healing that you are bringing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wendy Yeager joining us from Keep Watch. And so you are still highlighting a different school system each week.
We are.
And in this situation, are you still in looking for volunteers?
Oh, absolutely. We are. You know, super easy on-ramp right now is that we have a daily 15-minute prayer call that people can participate in Monday through Thursday, 7:30 in the morning. On Fridays, we're at 12:15 in the afternoon. And so that's a time you can call in on your phone. It's just an audio call. You don't even have to say anything, but there are people on there that are praying. It could be our volunteers. It could be, you know, we've had teachers and principals, parents and grandparents, anyone really who loves Jesus and who has a heart for our schools. So here's how you can connect in. You can go to our website, keepwatchprayer.org. There's a contact page. You can reach out to us there, or you can email keepwatchengage@gmail.com. So in addition to the daily prayer calls, we also have a prayer walk training that is scheduled. So there's information on all of that on our website. We would love for people to connect with us during this time.
And Wendy, also you're making known your prayer focus each week. People can go and get that and check that out and pray that through that prayer focus as well at your website.
Absolutely. Yes.
And where do they get that?
To do that? Yep. They can go on the website again and then keepwatchprayer.org. There's a contact page. Just let us know that you want to receive that email and we will get you started.
Excellent. Well, Wendy, we appreciate you guys continuing your work and your ministry. Hey, Wendy, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy.
We always appreciate our visits with you.
Sounds great. Appreciate you guys too.